tuna all day long. Tuna and Dorado, they are here, which means summer is here.
Some of the shoals were fish in the hundreds.
Guys getting themselves some bus-sized bronzies.
And that is what I love about it. I have the best reporters in the game, because where else can you get this content? It is unreal.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Report, guys. Now, this has been a week where I bet you were thinking, there is no way someone went out fishing this week. And there is no way with those water conditions, the heavy rain, the blustering wind, that someone could have caught fish. Well, guys, I am here to tell you that there has been an absolute fishing fest in KZN. It has been brilliant. It's been phenomenal. It has been absolutely mind-blowing, because we have seen garrick, we have seen brusher, we have seen tuna, we have seen dorado, we have seen trout. KZN has seen fish despite these challenging conditions. Guys, it has been amazing. Now, I know this weekend is looking pretty dodgy. It's looking pretty difficult to think of going out and fishing. But if this past week has proven anything, it has definitely proven that KZN has fish, and we are going to get them. Now, my reporters has the lowdown of where all this fish has been coming out. They know exactly all the hot spots along our coastline and in the Midlands. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume, because we are going to tell you exactly where those fish are. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, before we get into this report, guys, there's something that I want to make as a personal announcement. Angler News SA has taken the bronze award in the SA Podcasting Awards for the sports category. So I just want to say a huge shout out to all of you that decided to press play. I could not have not done this without you. I could not have done this without my team at East Coast Radio. So huge shout out to all of them. Diane McPherson is a legend. She's molded me into the podcaster that I am to deliver you the content that you have. And of course, the world's greatest reporters, my team at Angler News SA. Guys, the reporters have been marvelous in making the show what it is. So huge shout out to everyone that made this possible. And that was my moment of glory. So thank you very much. Woohoo! Huge round of applause. Thank you very much. Right, now let's get into the KZN fishing report. Guys, starting off down the South Coast, where it has been absolutely epic, and Adam is going to tell us all about it.
Good day, Vanessa. This week's fishing report has been a bit of a tricky one, because there's been some beautiful fish around, but not really a lot of non-eds, and the freshwater side of things has been a little bit on the swak side. But the guys have been catching a few notable fish, where we've got Jaden getting himself a gorgeous rock salmon down close towards the pond recently. We've got Andries getting himself a lacquer garrick off Margate Pier. And John getting himself a nice little cobby with some KP action there. And we've got Jakes with a very nice bass locally. So things had been okay, but in terms of carp fishing, that's been good. That's always good generally at the Southport BBS Dam. But in terms of our normal bass fishing this side, it's been a bit on the slower side. There have been a few bigger bass popping up here and there, but not numbers, that is for sure. And it hasn't been fireworks there yet, but I do suspect with all this rain and the sort of cold sort of water that's hanging around, things should start hopping up on the rock and surf side of things.
We've still got loads of bronze beam around. The guys getting themselves some bus-sized bronzies. There's still a bit odd of the chalun popping up, Vinesh. And obviously, we've got those shad that have been around. But again, guys, it is close season, and they have been the slightly bigger size shad. There's also been a lot of big mullet near Margate Pier, and I'm talking huge mullet there as well. So yeah, just absolutely crazy. Our rivers are still fishing relatively good, with Derby and Rainier really getting into the thick of it. So a lot of nice small little kingies around. So it's nice to see that there is something for somebody out there at this stage on the lower coast. So on the deep sea side, that's where things have been very hit and miss. Bottom fishing as usual, but no real great reports to to pop up there, unfortunately. But I do think as we start moving into that summer season, we just need the water to warm up just a little bit more. I know this prior week, it was sitting between 19 and 20 degrees, which is fairly cold. As we know, that sardine waters, in terms of any of the bigger game fish around, there's been some cob in Sandspit and Port Shepstone, but guys, just remember, it is a bit of a dodgy area. And there are the garrick popping up. So again, that is something that the guys could try for the coming weekend. Otherwise, Vinesh, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Oh, what a start, what a start. Thank you, Adam. That was absolutely brilliant. Now, let's see what Don has to say from the world down under. Well, underwater, actually. Here's your spear fishing report from the lower south coast.
Yes, the weekend, there was brilliant diving conditions on the lower south coast. Reasonable swell, super clean water. There was reports of loads and loads of garrick racing south. So it looks like the tail end of the garrick season. The guys that were in the water said the garrick weren't great size. There wasn't many shots. Also, when the garrick are filing through like that, they don't linger. They just tails up and they're gone. But yeah, there was apparently some of the shoals were fish in the hundreds. So that's good news that there are those big shoals around. There's been some hectic rain around. So I think, I don't know how much longer this clean water is going to last. Also, the guys were reporting very cold water, so that's also good news for the guys spearfishing off the boats on a deeper line. So November is famous for colder water, brings in some really interesting fish. So we'll see what happens in the near future. The Darwa salmon have been very quiet. Let's just hope that it's a later season. There's been some big bronzies around, single fish. Again, the guys saw some also very big blacktail kicking about. Looking ahead, it's not looking great for spearfishing. I just don't think the sea's going to settle enough to allow the guys in. I hope the swell forecast is not right and it doesn't get too out of control. We don't want the rivers flowing. That's me, Don Solomon, for the Hibiscus Underwater Club for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Don. Now, you started off, and you started off brilliantly. You were going like a Boeing. It was amazing. When you were talking about hundreds of garrick shoaling through, and then you talk about the weather not looking so good. Come on, Don, let's be positive. In fact, you know what, with the weather the way it was, the guy still delivered some fish, so let's cross fingers. I know you are hoping that they got the predictions wrong. So am I, my friend. But irrespective of that, anglers will find fish. I have no doubt of that. Right, now let's get into closer to Durban, but not right in Durban. We are talking about Scott Burrard right down to Amanzimtoti with Ray Thompson.
Scotty's unfortunately has been quiet. Again, bronze bream, brusher, those are the two fish species that you need to look at. There have, however, been quite a few Nassau shad caught on spinning tackle there, obviously been released. There have been a lot of little cob at that Green Point South, that beach there, the Katisak area. Umgebobbel, Black Rock, all the way up to Ilovo, Caradine. The light tackle enthusiasts have been getting into some lovely shad. Some up to 4 kilos again. And yeah, they're catching them and releasing them. But if you want to go there, throw light drop shots and that, you've got a very good chance of having a lot of fun catching shad. Hot Attack Hill, all the way through to Anyoni Rocks. There's been, again, the odd garrick being landed. Nothing fantastic. Very few rockfish around. Rock cod, stuff like that seem to be missing. But guys, if you're not out there fishing, unfortunately, you don't get a bite. Pack your stuff, go out there, have some fun, guys. That's what it's all about. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you, Ray. I absolutely love it. It's all about having fun. And I am even more happier that the guys that were catching the shad have been putting them back. And to all those anglers, a huge shout out to you. You are doing the right thing. It's just a couple more weeks. You know what? 1st December, you can keep that fish, right? Now, before we get into Durban and the North Coast, let's drift away to the Midlands, where we are talking to Jan about what's been going on that freshwater side.
Hey there, guys. So it would appear the summer rain cycle is finally starting to kick into gear, and we've had a nice bit of 20 to 40 mils of rain across the Midlands, and the water systems will have had a bit of a recharge. The Umgeni system as a whole is reported to be sitting at 80% capacity, which is great news as we head into the heat of the summer. So while the weather's been pretty good on the outside, the internals, however, remain another story. And you will have heard me harping on about that main ingredient of that being of air pressure, which is still very much on a roller coaster ride. And with the mock charges of an afternoon thunderstorm and a consequent drop in pressure. With the rainfall, concerns for the river systems having been blown out were mitigated by the soft and soaking lengthy overnight rainfall. And there's been no reports of flooding. So good news on that front. Prior to the storms, however, a pair of Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers hit an absolute purple patch on one of the NFFC Bushman's River beats and reporting about 20 fish each, ranging in the 10 to 15 inch or 25 to 38 centimeter bracket. A red letter day out. The NFFC Stillwaters have also given up some good fish this week, and in between those anglers that managed to draw a blank, the pick of the litter goes to fish that stretched the tape measure to the 23 to 25 inch bracket. Or 58 to 63 centimeters. What a cracker of a fish. Surface temperature was reported at 20 degrees. So guys, top tip, get that fish out quickly for the hero shot and send it back into the colder water. Along with their salmonid brethren, and the bass have been acting up. And even with the recent spell of warm weather, the socials are devoid of any news. Michael of Kingfisher Maritzburg reports that while targeting bass and redbreast tilapia this week, the bass were completely disinterested. The spell of warm weather, however, did produce some yellowfish action. Scaly anglers on the Moy River got some excellent fish, with the fish behaving very unusual as well though. Further afield, Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing reports a cracking couple of days on Sterkfontein Dam last week, that is until the weather turned and the front pulled in, and the fish zipped their lips. This is Jan Cave reporting for Angler News South Africa from the Midlands.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, that is definitely the summer season. Hot weather, heavy rain. But where are the bass? You would think with that hot weather, we would have more bass. What? It was just weird. Last week, we had a whole lot of them. This week, not many. But you know what? They were still freshwater species. And that is absolutely fantastic to hear. Now, moving on to the North Coast. Suvikar has told me that it has been an absolute non-ed fest. Guys, the competition anglers were out there. And they've got diamonds, they've got blue skates, and they've got gray sharks. So if you are fishing rock and surf on the North Coast, that is what has been coming out. Is it going to come out this weekend? Please let me know. Send me a text, send me a message, send me a WhatsApp, something, anything. Drop it on my social channels. Let me know what's going on the North Coast if you are fishing up there, because I took a drive the other day and the conditions were looking really challenging, but I've been proven wrong when I thought that is not worth dropping a line. Guys still found the fish up there. Now, moving further up there on the North Coast, guys, on the offshore side, it has been tuna all day long. Tuna and Dorado, they are here, which means summer is here. The Billfish OET and the 15,000 is going on. So we're going to expect to see a whole lot of Billfish over this next couple weeks. So watch this space. Now, let's round it off. Let's round off the show with an amazing report from our reporters in Durban. That is Mike V and Brad Krubler.
Yes, was a lovely weekend fishing. Guys got some beautiful fish from big honeycombs, big diamonds, some lovely sized brown sandies, quite a few gray sharks in the mix. While the Oaks have been fishing for those, there's also been a couple rocket sized shad caught. I saw a picture of one that must have gone 6 kilos, some absolute beast sized shad in the mix. And the guys on the live baits are getting troubled by gray sharks now. So still a couple cob around being caught, not too much garrick anymore, mainly cob, or a big shad or a big gray shark. The Oaks are challenging the stumpies and the grunters still. You're getting some nice numbers, not giant fish, but some, yeah, good quality fish. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, still getting quite a few snook. Apparently some lovely cooter came out on the weekend, some yellowfin tuna and a couple Dorado. So it looks like things are starting to warm up on the game fish side. The bottom side, the Oaks are still going, getting their hillbeck and doggers and rock cods and all that sort of thing. So the ski boaters and the paddle skiers are still having some good fun. In the bay, quite a few grunter, quite a few of those little Cape stumpies are caught. Some snapper salmon, some of those little half cob. And yeah, those were quite plentiful in the last few days. And the Oaks were getting a few kingies and springer and things like that. Not wild yet. Maybe after all this heavy rain, it pushed the rivers down, it'll start up. It hasn't been too wild, but it will start. Mike V signing off for ANSA News.
Yeah, guys, fishing report for the Durban area of the ski boat section offshore. The bottom fish have actually been pretty all right. So there's been some really good rock hard, some nice slinger soldiers, some hillbeck on the southern side, far south side. But yeah, but guys, on the real positive side, the water temperature is really, really, really getting nice and warm. We managed to get a couple of nice yellowfin out in the deep, all in their 10 to 12 kilogram ranges. Yeah, so guys, things are looking positive for the summer side. On the close inside of the fishing of Durban, yes, the guys at Garrick are still quite prolific off the Blue Lagoon area, along with a couple of smoking stuff coming out. So guys, this is Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters for Angling News South Africa. I'll speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a way to end off the show. That is absolutely amazing. That is what I love about it. I have the best reporters in the game because where else can you get this content? It is unreal. You know what? They will find the fish. They'll find the anglers that found the fish. This is exactly what a fishing report should be about. A good, honest report and having the ears so much on the ground, having their hands on those rods in those specific areas where the guys are fishing to tell you exactly what's going on. Now, all that's left to do is for you to get out there and get those rods bending and those reels screaming, and for you to share those catches with us. So guys, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.